I don't know what's about to happen.
When I was a kid, I used to go to the clinic, and the doctor would come in, and he would sit down and light up a cigarette and sit and talk to my mom and myself while he smoked his cigarette before he examined me.
True story.
Very true.
Quest Radio. It's Dr. David Kolbaba on AM 560. The Answer. It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show, our adventure guide, He Is Ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hey.
Hey. How you doing, Thomas?
Good. How's it going, Dr. K?
We're having a good time already. Today, the worst of all fruit for 2024, the most poisoned. You need to know that because I think every one of us love this fruit. No big deal. We can do something about it for sure. Today, not so fast with the fasting, intermittent fasting linked to something you need to know about. Maybe give you another take on the intermittent fasting subject. Seems to be so rampant today, of course. And last few weeks, we've been talking about lifespan and healthy life expectancy, the difference between the two. And I'd like to include today what is deemed for the year 2024 as well, those who reside in the country that is the happiest one to live in. All that and more today. Check and double check. I heard someone say that the other day, and I said to myself, I haven't heard that for a while, check and double check kind of a thing. And I was thinking back, I guess you could say, to my own family, a sudden death that happened. And I know if you have any relative friend that has had that experience, one that has hit a family like I did, like my family, my 3.5-year-old sister was killed and by a truck. And it's not exactly as I'm putting it here at you this morning, but the loss was a loss. And I was just thinking about people who get hit by cars. Most of the time, one would expect or presume that it was the person driving the car that should have been mindful. Yet I was thinking at the same time about my sister. I was thinking, no fault of her own. But those people who get hit by cars, I mean, who's at fault besides the driver, we'll say? I mean, I remember my parents' strong words, check and double check. You know, look both ways before you cross the road. So I'm thinking, is it always the fault of the person who's driving to check and double check? Now, I would imagine, think about this, if you presume that the driver's always at fault and somehow the pedestrian got in the way somehow, so the lawsuits swing in the favor of the pedestrian who's hit, then I think about the people who step in front of trains. What, are we suing the engineer? And as you know, I taught my kids, again, to look both ways before they cross the street. Matter of fact, I taught my kids as early drivers a reset technique. And here's what I came up with. I said, if you're entering a busy highway And so you stop at the stop sign and you look both ways. Could be a two-lane, four-lane. It makes it a little more complicated in the four-lane. As early drivers, I would instill this deeply into their brain. Almost an instinct kind of response because of my voice in the back of their brain. I said, if you're waiting to get onto a highway and somebody from behind you beeps the horn as if to prompt you into making a decision and get the heck on the road. If you get beeped from behind, I taught all my kids, when you hear the sound of that horn, interpret it as an alarm that the driver behind you who has more experience can see that you're about ready to be hurt or killed. So it's a reset moment when you hear the beep of the horn behind you. Stop. Stop whatever you were thinking. Do not enter the highway and begin to reset for a safe entry onto the highway. That beep of the horn is somebody who's saving your life. Now, it may not have been true that the person who was beeping behind them was doing that, but it was sure good to convert that message for my kids. I mean, I always told them, don't be caught dead. I mean, right or wrong, you don't want to end up dead right. And I think as we take this concept today just a little further, and you say, wouldn't be caught dead. You know, I wouldn't be caught dead, blah, 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 blah. And you say to yourself, why would I want to check and double check? Is it for loss of life or health? Or could it be that check and double check is more of a common sense, with common sense being the key? It doesn't matter who's at fault in an accident, does it? It may, you know, bear some weight when it comes to the litigation and so, but it won't bring a person back to life. And while some of us are making decisions every day, I'm thinking we're entering the highway of life, whether it be, you know, presenting our body with food every day. We're not checking and double checking. We're not as concerned about what we eat or what we drink or the people we play with or the work that kills us every day, 8 hours a day, little bit by little bit. And of course, we can't sleep at night. We've got the TV staring us in the face as we lay in our bed that's full of crumbs, food crumbs. You know, you just look at this and say, well, how can I turn that around? Well, I do want to move on and talk about something that was in the news the past couple days, Kate Middleton. And I know you know the story, so I'm not going to waste our time here. And she's married to Prince William, blah, 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 had some mysterious surgery done, and now we know it to be cancer based on a video she produced just yesterday. But there was something peculiar about her health status, even after she shared it on her recent video. I wonder if you caught it. And basically, what caught my attention is when she said that she was undergoing continue her therapy, as she called it, preventative chemotherapy. Chemotherapy that's utilized post-surgery. She already had the surgery. But then in my mind, for your sake, I said, well, what does that mean? Because think about it. The precursors are still there. If she went from nothing to something and got cancer, and then they ripped it out through some surgical intervention, and then now she's undergoing preventative chemotherapy, which might be a new term for most of us. But keep it simple. The precursors are still there, aren't they? And so are the same potential factors that initiated the disease to begin with. Now, as I read an article yesterday, it was a doctor trying to explain this thing called preventative chemotherapy. She's an oncologist and the director of the Cancer Survivorship Program at Langhorne's Perlmutter Cancer Center. Anyhow, she mentioned, and I'm just quoting her now, preventative chemo, also called adjuvant chemotherapy, is sometimes used after primary cancer is removed to try to lower the risk of it coming back. Now, see, for me, that still doesn't make sense as much as we're throwing stuff on the wall here. And she says adjuvant chemotherapy treatment, which can last for weeks or up to years, attacks those cells systemically and eliminates the disease present, lowering the risk of recurrence. Now, if we could do that successfully, we'd be all taking some kind of cancer vaccine. But I'm quoting her when she says this: we often give preventative chemotherapy for several kinds of cancer to try to eradicate the microscopic cells that cannot be seen on the scans, but can grow if left untreated. Now, for people who would never get cancer, they never had treatment, did they? And so I'm wondering, do we set ourselves up for things like cancer? And by the way, chasing this thing around the room, I have to tell you the fact behind adjuvant therapy, I'm telling you the truth when I say this, it's normally used when other treatment methods cannot be effective. So the news for Kate Middleton may not be good. And I'm not trying to, you know, put a damper on the story. We pray and hope, you know, good things happen. But just the way we throw terms around, preventative chemotherapy, and I'm thinking, preventative chemotherapy, there was nothing prevented here. And again, who can account for what's left over if the precursors that were there that caused it are still there, like the fox in the chicken coop, which is not a new illustration that we use here at HealthQuest. You know, speaking about foxes and horses, I got to tell you, there used to be a time when we used to purchase horses based on examining the mouth. And we're going to talk about that and how it might relate to some of our major diseases of today, but not in horses, but in people just like you and me. So you got to keep it right here. It's a HealthQuest Saturday morning with me, Dr. David Kolbaba.
You listen to Dr. K, he'll get you right.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's HealthQuest Radio.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself, just this one time. This is Dr. David Kolbaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Well, today, common sense, not so fast on the fasting coming up a little bit. But I wanted to get something even more important because it is related to so many of our diseases and horses at the same time. I bring you our friend, Nathan Jones. Hey, Nathan.
Hello.
He is a big shot, I got to say. He's CEO and founder of Clear, a company committed for making a better world for our oral and nasal passages. Hey, Nathan, could you, I know I started by talking about a horse's mouth. Can you give us the significance of why that's so important in a human's oral cavity?
We have known for millennia, believe it or not, that the health of a person's mouth is indicative of their systemic health. There's actually, I mean, you can go back to, I believe it was 2,000 or 3,000 years BC. They have carvings where the conquerors are coming in and they're looking their prisoners, their captives, in the mouth to decide whether they're going to keep them as productive slaves or whether they're going to send them off and you know, kill them.
My gosh.
And the whole point of that is that if their mouth is rotten, then they know they're going to be sick people and they're not going to be worth taking care of, because you're not going to take care of someone if that person, you know, as a slave, isn't going to work, be able to work for you. And so they have known for thousands of years that the health of your mouth is very indicative of the health of your body. And even our own Surgeon General, 25 years ago, a quarter of a century ago now, he had written a paper pointing out that if you had tooth decay, if you had periodontal disease, there's no way that you could systemically be healthy.
Hmm.
But the sad part of that is that our public health agencies have done nothing with that. Because our public health agencies, they really haven't gotten on the bandwagon of going out and really being proactive at pushing oral health as part of, as an anchor part of systemic health.
Well, later on in the show, I planned on talking about the happiest country in the world. And 7 years running now, Nathan, it happens to be the country of Finland.
Yeah.
So,
I've been there a few times, and they are happy.
So, yeah, but give us a reason why the Finnish are so healthy as it relates to xylitol.
Oh, well, I was going to, you know, my own experience with driving around Finland, I'm not very happy in Finland because I like ice.
Yeah.
And I drove around Finland, and I couldn't find ice anywhere. And they all laughed at me. We have ice all the time. It's summer. But no, so as far as xylitol is a sugar that helps your oral and nasal microbiome stay in a state of eubiosis, a state of balance. And it was first researched in Finland in the 1960s. And they've known since then that using small amounts of xylitol can change the microbiome of your mouth to a much healthier microbiome.
So, all right, so I don't know what direction you want to go to today, Nathan. We're talking to Nathan Jones. He's the CEO and founder of Clear, X-L-E-A-R, a company committed to making a better world for every part of our oral and nasal passages. And we can go either way. Because we've got snow on the ground right now in Chicago, and spring is right around the corner. And, of course, we've got that ominous solar eclipse to survive. I know for every season, there's a legitimate use of xylitol-containing products for the oral cavity and our nasal area because we take in the world there.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Which one?
Well, there's a lot of directions to go. You were going to tell me what direction you want to go because there's a ton of directions to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk about nasal health. You can talk about oral health. You can talk about, you know, systemic health. I mean, the research that's coming out on xylitol right now is absolutely, it's amazing. The effect that changing a little bit of the sugars that we take into our body, it's amazing. The big changes that even a small amount of changing those sugars have. Mm-hmm. I mean, a good example here is there was a study that was done by Baylor University. You know, I know that they came out on the wrong side of the COVID issue, but they're still a decent university. They were actually trying to replicate a study that would have been done in Finland, in Japan, and in Brazil, where they had pregnant mothers chew xylitol gum because they were looking at how it affected the health outcomes of their children, their unborn children. And what they found is that they don't get tooth decay nearly as much, significantly less tooth decay when the parents chewed xylitol gum. The kids didn't do anything. The parents chewed gum, the kids got less cavities. And they were replicating that study in Malawi, and what they ended up seeing was really surprising, is that the pregnant women had a 25% reduction in preterm births simply by chewing three pieces of gum, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening. Three, that's a very tiny bit of xylitol, but yet it changed the preterm birth outcome by 25%.
Well, as I was mentioning before, the nasal and oral cavity, we're talking about a gateway microbiome, of course. And for some people who utilize the word microbiome, it really has to do with a population of living organisms that are a part of our existence. And when one gets out of whack with the other, the ecology is not so balanced. It's not only pathological bugs, but it's even normal bugs, commensal bugs that get out of whack in their population. And I think that what you're saying here, for maybe a new listener, we could even tell them what is xylitol that makes it so helpful when we are trying to resist these pathogenic and maybe non-pathogenic bugs?
So xylitol is a natural sugar. It's been around forever. It's been a big part of the human diet for since our beginning. And it wasn't even until only 250 years ago that sucrose, glucose, that those sugars became a bigger part of our diet than xylitol. It wasn't until we started refining out the six carbon, the sucrose, the glucose molecule, and making sugar and then adding it to our food that we started eating more of the six carbon sugars that we're all very familiar with, as opposed to the five carbon. The five carbon sugars, xylitol, xylose, xylan, that's the biomass of plants on the planet. I mean, plants are made up of xylan, and that's where xylitol comes from. It's a five carbon sugar, and that one carbon atom makes a huge difference, because the commensal bacteria that we as humans have evolved with over the millennia that we've been in existence, those bacteria, the commensals, the ones that we need to help us digest the gluten and the milk and everything else that we eat, those bacteria would eat the same plant matter, the same sugars that we were eating. And as we start shifting over, we're getting different bacteria. And those bacteria, most of them are not good for us.
Yeah.
The ones that eat the six carbon sugars, those are the ones that aren't necessarily good for us.
And what I thought was interesting is that the Finnish people rediscovered xylitol during wartime. They ran into the supply chains were down, and they basically went into the woods and started refining some of the sugar from the birch trees. And then, incidentally, they saw an upswing in their health.
Correct. So what happened is during World War II, Finland was neutral, but they couldn't get any sugar from anywhere else. They didn't have their own domestic sugar supply, but they had lots of trees. And birch trees are one of the most rich sources of xylitol out there. Most of it today actually comes from corn cobs, not from the corn, but from the cob. But they started using it during the war. After the war was over, they went back to using regular sugar. And it was 20 years later in that the dentist started noticing that this whole wave of kids who had grown up during the war eating xylitol weren't getting tooth decay. And so in the late 60s, they started saying, why is this? What happened? And they went back to that. And the thing that they saw that was different was, hey, these kids were eating xylitol as opposed to sugar. And so Dr. Kauko Mäkinen, he actually started doing some research, him and his wife, they started doing research looking at what was happening. And the first study they did was published in 1969, and it showed, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but it actually showed that if they use xylitol, it cut plaque. You already have plaque on your teeth, but it cut the mass, the weight of the plaque by almost three quarters in just a couple of days.
Well, we're going to take a short break here. Nathan Jones with us here on a Saturday morning. It's all about xylitol. It's safe and it's effective. And I want you to learn more about it with Nathan Jones when we take a very short break. Keep it right here.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's HealthQuest Radio.
Well, I'm sure you're consuming your 5 to 13 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? But if you're not, try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest, because it provides a proprietary concentrated blend of those important phytonutrient-rich plant extracts. Maybe it's time to go beyond the basics, because our Super VitaQuest has been scientifically tested for its biological activity potential. And, well, it helps protect our cells from those damaging free radicals, maintaining DNA stability. It's the smart multi, uniquely designed to nourish, defend, and recharge every cell in our bodies. Super VitaQuest is further enhanced with quality vitamins and minerals and many other superior phytonutrients like resveratrol, lutein, zeaxanthin, and lycopene. So go beyond the basics. Try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest today. Order your first supply by calling 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. More HealthQuest coming right up.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Again, thanks for tuning into our show today on a Saturday morning here in Chicago. And we're going to go back to our friend Nathan Jones. And Nathan, I wanted to bring up a rather sensitive subject regarding, I think, the health and well-being of America right now, because I think most of us were somewhat blindsided, as most people were, sending us down these dead-end rabbit holes. And when it really comes to getting safe products out to people, people like you on the cutting edge, I know I read a quite well-written letter. It was to what you're called the colleagues in the natural products industry, and we'll let our listeners get their hands on it to read it for themselves. But it's a little bit of a war that's being waged, in a sense, between people just like you and me and our own government, which really should basically be there to protect our rights. You want to explain that for us?
Well, that's opening a big can of worms, but yes, it was. And what it boils down to is that our government, instead of actually trying to promote, and this is specifically, that was a letter I wrote specifically to what the Federal Trade Commission is doing, to suppress and actually censor natural solutions to health, things that can bring down the cost, things that will keep people healthy. Yeah. And the FTC was given direction from Congress to make sure that people, companies, entities, when they're selling something, did not make false or misleading claims.
Yeah.
About their product. So you can't go out there and say, smoking a cigarette is going to cure you of cancer.
Correct.
That's obviously a false and misleading claim. Mm-hmm. Eating sugar is not going to cure you of cancer. It's obviously a false and misleading claim.
Correct.
Because we know that both of those cause cancer. Mm-hmm. But what the FTC is trying to do now is flip that so that anybody, and this is what they're, and I'm putting air quotes, their guidance, their new guidance, is that if you want to make any health claim about any product, then you have to have two RCT studies for each health claim for each product. And in the broadest sense of what their guidance is written, if you want to say that you putting a humidifier in your child's room is going to help them sleep better, well, then you better have two RCT studies to show that. Mm-hmm. And you can't, the way it's written, you can't take all of the humidifiers on the market, mm-hmm. have all of these companies get together and do a study showing that if you have a humidifier in the room, it's going to help your child sleep better.
Yeah.
Because it's written in such language that each and every product, not class of products, each and every product has to have two of those. And really what that does is that's going to make it, in order for these companies to comply with that guidance, which the FTC isn't supposed to be able to sue anybody under guidance. They're supposed to sue them under the statute and the law.
Yeah.
But the statute and the law says that this FTC has to prove that your statements are wrong, not that you have to prove that they're right.
Interesting. So with these randomized placebo-controlled studies, two of them for each product, you can imagine the laborious and the money and the energy just to bring one product that might be totally safe to market.
Millions. And what that means is that when you go down and buy a vitamin C tablet, okay, if there's a claim on there that it's going to anything,
yeah,
each claim, they have to have RCT evidence.
Yeah.
For that specific skew.
Yeah.
If it's a different skew, different studies.
Yeah.
And what that's going to do is it's going to make your vitamins, it's going to make your supplements, it's going to make your humidifiers so ridiculously expensive.
Yep. And then at the same time, we'll shift and let the government pay for our medication, as most people want to see that switcheroo happens, so that we'll basically screw up the private sector. So what I want our listeners to know, Nathan, with respect to Clear, X-L-E-A-R, I mean, I wouldn't be caught dead not taking the Clear products for all the obvious reasons of protection against not only disease, by the way, and I'm saying it here, but the infections, as we talk about when we do visit here with you. But I also wanted to let our listeners know that when you support HealthQuest, when you support Clear, X-L-E-A-R, people like Nathan Jones, he didn't have to write this guidance letter to his fellow natural products companies. But you, I know, have spent millions, and I know we're getting on to just a minute left where we've got to go, Nathan, but I just want our listeners to know that they can get a copy of this and become more enlightened. Where can they find your natural products guidance letter?
Whole Foods, if you just go to online and search for Whole Foods Magazine, it's just an op-ed letter.
Yeah.
A letter to the industry.
Yeah.
And it'll come up.
Okay.
But the other thing that I really wish that people would do,
yeah,
really get involved with your congressional people.
Yes.
Because even though healthcare shouldn't be political,
yeah,
it is the most political thing,
yep,
that we talk about.
And let's face it, the heavy lobbying power of, we'll call it Big Pharma and everyone else that's in the cartel there, it puts you in a place of minuscule. And yes or no, 5 seconds, you've spent millions so far.
Oh, many.
Okay. Nathan Jones, Clear Products. Thanks for being with us, Nathan. Have a great weekend. We're going to be right back with more HealthQuest after this.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
Again, our thanks to Nathan Jones and the Clear Company. You know, they're one of the companies that have supported radio shows like ours here in Chicago for many years. And I know Nathan well enough to know that he loves people just like we do. And there are money moochers out there who know how to make money. They have a strong arm in what I call the medical industrial complex. And you know, sometimes you wonder what you can do from the, you know, armchair at home. And what you can do is find a good product line like Clear, and that's spelled X-L-E-A-R, and buy it. You can buy it through our own clinic and by calling our HealthQuest radio hotline, 800-794-1855. And you can also find the Clear products just about everywhere. And we're talking about the Vitamin Shop and Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, Amazon, wherever you do your shopping. And the key to finding a good product in this particular case with the Clear products, when we think about I wouldn't be caught dead, I wouldn't be caught dead not taking the clear products religiously every day. And I do that because it works. And for you, it could be the same thing. And by the way, when you purchase the products, you know, from Clear, X-L-E-A-R, you're also supporting, I mean, where do you think he gets the money, the millions of dollars to help protect his ability to pursue, you know, his passion and to get products that are natural and pure, that are in Mother Nature that you pull out and you utilize. They don't have to be processed. They're not in a factory. We're not, you know, creating a monster variety of medicine that holds with it promise, but at the same time, 250,000 side effects. So I just want to encourage you to consider that when you're thinking about your dental care, your nasal care, because xylitol unto itself is an amazing sugar. But we did talk about a moment ago the happiest countries. Now, over the last few weeks, we talked about life expectancy in this country has fallen. When it comes to total health, America now dropped from 37th to 54th place. That means 53 other countries are healthier. And now, as of a couple of weeks ago, we also mentioned the more newer concept of healthier life expectancy. And the United States shows up in 69th place. So, I mean, we're not bashing the United States. I'm just saying, what are we doing wrong here? We could talk about the leadership, as Nathan Jones talked about the FTC and such. But just think about it. Countries are made up of individuals. And so, as I said a couple of weeks ago, if you want to fall to the 69th place in the healthy life expectancy, that means how long you hope to live, not before you die, but how long do you hope to live before you get a disease, and the disease is going to follow you to your grave. If you do everything everyone else in this country is doing, you'll be 69th like everybody in this country, as witnessed by the statistics that we get in our demographic. The only way you're not going to end up in 69th place in the healthy life expectancy, the only reason why you're going to not drop in your typical life expectancy like everyone in this country is you're going to do some things different than other people around you. It's a real simple concept. Countries are made up of individuals. Remember that. Not every person in the United States is equal to other people or most of the other people, but the people who are healthier in this country are not just young people. They're people who've made choices that other people in the main are not making. The unhappy news for Americans in the 20 top happiest countries in the world, the United States is no longer in the top 20. This year, we were in the top 20. Now we dropped out of the top 20 in the year 2024, according to new data from Gallup and all of its partners. In a newly released 2024 World Happiness Report, the United States dropped out of the top 20 for the first time in the 12-year reported history. So now we're 23rd compared to 15 last year. Number one is Finland. Number two, Denmark. Number three, Iceland. Four, Sweden. Israel, number five. Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland's number nine. Australia's number 10, even though they locked down their country like a bunch of idiots, I think. Interesting that people who live in Kuwait, they're 13. Now, I just want to mention something I saw in Finland. I'm just going to, as I said before when we're talking to Nathan, seventh year running, Finland has been named the happiest country in the world. Now, just I never knew this about the people who live there, but in Finland, people, it said, I'm just reading from a quote, people in Finland are highly likely to expect lost wallets to be returned. What? Yeah, I live in a country that if I lose my wallet, somebody will return it. Some of the happiness features with respect to Finland include income, freedom of choice, life expectancy that we just talked about. It is, we wonder why that company continues to be coming up on the number one position, the one pole position. I only wish that we could duplicate it, but maybe we cannot as a country for a while, but we can certainly work towards it as individuals. Keep it right here. We'll be right back. So how long were you told that you'd be on that medication that you're taking? That's what I thought. Sad, but it's the same for everyone else. Question, do you believe it's possible for you to be set free from the medication that you are presently on? Or are you stuck taking it forever, not to mention all of the side effects? And how good could it feel to finally become drug-free? You know, the United States makes up less than 5% of the world's population, yet we use over 85% of the world's supply of medication. That means that 95% of the world is using the 15% leftover medications, with 34 countries living longer than we do here in the United States today. Helping our body regain its health using a more natural approach can reduce the need for these dangerous medications. So let's begin your adventure in health today. Call 800-794-1855 to reserve your new patient strategy consultation. That's 800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
All right, we're back on a Saturday morning. Glad to have you be with us today. Kind of ironic that one of the statements I was going to make today, because it really is impressive to me when you think about nature itself. And of course, we fight nature. What's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with the fact that we fight nature? It keeps us honest, don't you think? It helps us remain in a more purposeful, you know, life pattern. Life itself wants to live. I got to tell you, I look out the window here of our studios. I've got some chives that I have that come up every year. They're snow covered, but those chives are a foot tall already. Isn't it funny when you have a purpose in life, you just want to get to it. You got to be all that you could be. So my chives for this year are going to be all that they can be. I wanted to, today, we'll talk more on this in future shows, the not so fast with the fasting. A new study raises a cautionary note on time-restricting eating, which is a type of intermittent fasting that's gaining popularity today. A new observational analysis, over 20,000 adults, okay, showed that those who limited their eating to a period of less than 8 hours per day, which is what intermittent fasting is all about, had a higher risk for cardiovascular mortality as compared with those who ate across the typical 12 to 16 hours a day that we are awake. Now, what I did is I posted that on our website, and you can go, I think it's, it's right on the front page there, okay? And I do want to get to something else I said earlier, the worst of all fruit. For 2024, I want to tell you about EWG.org, and you don't need to write it down. Just go to the front page on our website, healthquestradio.com, and they're the ones that produce the Dirty Dozen every year. And this year, if you can imagine, this year, the strawberry, which I don't eat a lot of strawberries, people. I just don't, because I know so much about the strawberry and how it's so adulterated, and it lures all the nasty, I gotta tell you. And so when strawberry is so loved by the little bugs out there, what we do really quickly is we spray the living daylights out of it. Did you know that even after you let your strawberries soak in lemon water, as you might do, because you've heard about that, the safest of the way to rinse anything, 99% of strawberries had a detectable pesticide residue even after being washed multiple times, putting strawberries at the top of this year's Dirty Dozen list. First place, go to healthquestradio.com, press on the EW.org, and I tell you what you can do when you go to that site. It's a governmental site, which is really an amazing one. You can take your phone out, and you can basically scan all the products in your house and see how safe or dangerous they may be when you're guiding yourself to taking that step for yourself to make your life and adventure in health rather than following the gang, rather than following the herd. I know we give invitations to people to become part of our HealthQuest team with respect to join our family as a HealthQuest patient. And one of the abiding concerns that we have through the years is to continue to support people just like you, the individuals, not the herd, but the individuals. More likely, we are going to be treated like the herd rather than individuals. So, hey, self-respect, everybody, huh? And think about the individual care that you'd like to get from a doctor. And that's what we try to, you know, do in our clinic in East Dundee. But think about the individual care that you can render to yourself just by making some better food choices. Or maybe make that phone call, 800-794-1855. Get yourself some Clear products. That number again, 800-794-1855. Thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you next week. God willing, you be blessed.